one plant in my yard. I can't remember the name of it, but it's so fun to watch. When it comes up in the spring, it's like nothing. It's not there. It comes up from underneath the ground, and it's like this high, and literally like 3-4 days later, we come back, and it's grown several inches. It just grows so fast. I feel like that's what it's been like watching Jesse grow in the Lord. Is I love him. I mentor him. I meet with him every single week, and honestly, I told him this. There's not a lot of people that I talk to, and when I talk to them and listen to them, they provoke me unto intimacy with Jesus. Really, that's true. But there's been several times when we've been meeting for mentoring, and he's just talking about what God's doing in his heart, and my heart is stirred and groaning on the inside, like, oh, I want more, Lord. And it just provokes me to go deeper in the Lord. So anyway, I've asked him to share this morning, and I know it's going to be awesome, so praise the Lord. Father, we bless Jesse, we thank you for him. We thank you for his humility, his faith, and his excellent spirit. And Father, we bless him in the name of Jesus, that it would be very fun and easy for him to just flow with the Spirit and speak the word you have for us. God, we position our hearts, we receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Uh-oh, I have the mic now. Hope you guys are ready. I've been staring over this message for like 2 weeks now. I got to remember to hold the mic up. I requested one that just goes over my ear, but we don't do that here, I guess, not yet. I didn't really request that, so. But if I did, Jeff probably would have said yeah. All right, so I didn't get any sleep last night, which is exciting. I was just... Lord, give me strength for this message today. Father, we take authority over this ground. I was like, I'm going to hold it together, and like 30 seconds in, I already can't talk. So this is normal. You guys have seen me up here before. Father, we take authority over this ground. We just break every stronghold right now, every religious mindset, everything blocking our hearts from receiving your word today, Father. I just declare miracles are going to happen today, and fire is going to fall in this place. People are going to say, did you hear what happened at James River Church today? Diabetes was healed. Blind eyes are open. Backs are made new. Strongholds are broken. Addictions are gone. Brains are fixed. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do today. I just ask you to help me get words out, your words out of my mouth, Father. I thank you for your strength. All right, let's try this, huh? Autumn pretty much stole my message, so I only have to say half of it. It's about the the loaves and the fish. A little different take. So, all right, I'm going to get going. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Jesus that I know. Some people have a different view of who Jesus is. And I'm a really big guy on intimacy, like Jeff was talking about. That's... See, it's like every time I say Jesus, I'm like, whew. It really gets me because if you knew the Jesus I knew, yeah, like you, I don't know, like you'd feel what I feel. He gave his life for me, you know. There it is. You just think about it, you know, what he did in my life. That was so much compassion. And you guys have seen where I've come from. You've watched me grow. And I just, like, that's so cool that you guys all get to witness this, you know. Like, we get to, like, I'm not just in it alone. Like, we get to do it together. Drug addictions, pornography addictions, healings in my body. Something's really cool. I used to be lactose intolerant. I'm not anymore. Me and my dad went to Sioux Falls, and I'm like, Cold Stone, Cold Stone, Cold Stone, Cold Stone. And he's never seen anybody so excited to eat ice cream in their life. Which is a bad deal, because once I got sober, I got chubby, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to seeing a six-pack when I look down, and now it's Now I wear a large shirt. I have to be okay with that. All right, so let me, I'm getting off track here. So the Lord really brought to my heart Matthew 15, 29 through 31, and I'm thinking, Jesus, how are you compassionately powerful, and how can I display this message to James River Church today? So it says, Jesus returned to the Sea of Galilee and climbed a hill and sat down. A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. They laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. Like, anybody who knows Jesus, you're probably not, like, too surprised at that statement, because it is all over the Bible. He's a healer. He's a restorer. He brings restoration. And the crowd was amazed. Those who hadn't been able to speak were talking. The crippled, see right there, they were made well. The lame were walking, and the blind could see again. And they praised God of Israel. So, like, I'm reading that, and I'm getting emotional right now. It's like, Jesus, my Jesus did that. And what's really cool is he gave us that access to do now. That wasn't just for Jesus' time at that time. So now I'm just going to break this down a little bit, just so I can share my heart on what I see when I read this. And I really encourage you guys, like when Jeff has a message and he says a Bible verse, take one day out of your week and reread what he was reading, and just don't take his word for it, because the Holy Spirit speaks differently to everybody, and he's here to, and we're here to, like, guide you, and then it's up to you to make it what it is. So I really encourage you, one day of the week, take that bulletin home and say, Jesus, what do you say to me about this? I know what you said to Jeff, and I know what I received, and now I kind of have an idea what they're talking about. Now tell me something different, because he'll speak to you. If you ask him, he will speak to you. And I've been amazed at, I'm just so blessed at how God talks to me. Like, I'm so happy. I'm like, it's nothing that I do, you know, it's just God. I can't look at my mom. Stop it, mom. All right, here we go. Jesus returned to the Sea of Galilee, climbed a hill, and sat down. So I want you guys to just visually picture that, okay? There's a hill, and this is what I do too, you know? There's a hill, and Jesus is sitting down on it. And, you know, he's the Lamb of God. He's just so precious and beautiful. He's just sitting there, you know, taking a break. A vast crowd. Imagine, like, 100,000 people coming. When he's sitting there, and he's watching them, and he's coming, and people are limping, and they're blind. Some of them can't speak. I don't know what that's like. That would suck. My dad's like, sometimes growing up, I wish it was that way. I was trying to get my message together, and my dad's like, how's it going? I just met with my pastor, and what'd he say? Oh, I had a lot of content in there. I had, like, first time I put together this message, I had, like, tons of Bible verses, and my dad's like, no way. I was like, kind of like in school when you supposed to do a summary on the book, and you pretty much wrote the book. And so that actually was freeing to me when he said that. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'll just shorten it up a little bit. A summary. It's just cool how, like, that conversation, like, opens it up. Anyways, back to it. A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, and those who couldn't speak, and many others. So when I read this, I got to the end of that line, and it says, and many others. And the Lord, like, whispered to me. He was like, who are the many others, you know? Why did I just say the many others? Because I already said the crippled, the lame, the blind, the mute, and those who couldn't speak. So what else is there? And I was just like, whew, that's good. That's good right there. It's like, that got me to thinking about all the different things that are the many others. This is freeing, guys. Listen to this. It's the many others. It's the people that are brokenhearted, that are anxious, they're contrite in spirit, they're just away from the Lord. The fear just grips them every single day. How am I going to pay these bills? What am I going to say? I hope I don't get fired. I don't want to run into this people, you know, like, just people, like, I just think about people who have been sexually assaulted and they can't go out in public or be around another man or something like that. So, like, they could have wrote forever on the many others, you know? And I was just thinking about our people here. I see people that have a physical ailment, okay? I used to pray for people all the time. That's like, still do. But I would look at people, and I'd look for somebody with a crutch or a cane or an eye patch. And then the Lord really brought to my heart, he's like, why are you just going after the physical? I need you to see the spiritual. I need you to see the emotional. And that opened up my world. I got to become best friends with the Holy Spirit. And I'm just thinking about all the things that have happened because of that. I've got to see the many others healed, addictions broken, you know. I just, grown men dropping to their knees and crying. And it's nothing that I've done. I just do what I see my Father do. I just say what I hear my Father say. And if you guys should just, you know, you're walking by somebody and you feel something, you know, God maybe didn't give you the gift of healing or anything like that, but he did give you the gift of obedience. So walk that out. It's only scary. You know, like, I'm an evangelist, so sometimes people are like, that's what Jesse does, you know. That's not where Jesse started, okay, at all. I used to have that fear when I walked up to somebody. I was like, oh, man, here it goes. Just thinking about my dad last weekend. I was at their house, and I was talking to them, and then I got in my car, and I went to start it, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, why didn't you pray for his neck? I'm like, it's like, what? What do you mean, why didn't I pray for his neck? I was like, I'm not even sure if his neck hurts. And he goes, well, and I even had it, like, the car on, and I had it in reverse with my foot on the brake, waiting for traffic, and I heard my heart. He says, well, if you go, you'll never know. I was just like, you know, in my head, I was like, oh, I'll look like a dummy. My parents are going to think they already think I'm super radical. But so I just put it in park, and I popped my head in the garage door, and my dad's sitting there, and I'm like, hey, might be a dumb question. Does your neck hurt? Thank you, Jesus. did it get better when I prayed for you? Yes. Cool. Yeah. And that's nothing that I do, okay? That's not on me. That's definitely not on me. I can't do that. I can't hear that. I just gave up my will, you know? It's not me anymore. It's you. I call it a really dangerous prayer. God, I need your heart for people, because mine won't do. I need to see you. I need to see people the way you see people, because the way I see people is bad. And God, he really shows up when you say that prayer. I need more of you and less of me, you know. I need to know you more. I need to know the Lord more. I need to know him more now than I did 30 minutes ago. It's a minute-by-minute basis. I need to die every day. Every day I need to give my life to you. My wife was talking about David Hogan, and I don't really watch David Hogan that much. She loves David Hogan, but he watched his dad give his life to the Lord every day or something like that. And that really struck me. And the Lord said to me, he's like, do you do that every day? I need to have more of you every day. That song, He is Jealous for Me, I just realized my God is jealous for me. Of me, of you guys. Every day he's jealous for you. I told myself I wouldn't go on an intimacy tangent. I don't know if I am. Am I on base a little bit? Am I doing good? That's just on my heart. Every day, I want people to have the same intimacy I have with the Lord. Nothing else will do. He's so compassionate for me. He saw me and he said, I love you. He said, you're not a drug addict. You're not an alcoholic. You don't slander people. You don't talk bad about people. That's not who I made you to be. I made you to be a father. Can you believe that? Jesus has compassion on me that's endless. Endless compassion. He sees me and he can't wait to spend time with me. And my prayer time and my devotional time is at 9:30. And I know at 9:15 the Lord's like, yes, yes, 15 more minutes and I get to spend an hour with Jesse. Can you guys believe that he thinks that way about you? It just moves my heart. Like, it's just, this feeling is so powerful. Sometimes I can't even stand. I can't even talk. And it's like, if everybody can have this, that access is right there. You just have to want it. And you just have to take it. And then God will move your heart with compassion that you've never felt before. You'll see somebody walking in Walmart. I've been this before, walking in Walmart, and then somebody walks by me, and I'm just like, oh, I just about break down and cry, and I don't know why. God's showing me his heart for that person. Yeah, you just got to turn over your will. What if I look dumb crying, you know? Like, what if I say the wrong thing? It's like, I'm in a hurry. I got to go. What are you in a hurry for? To go nowhere, you know? You're in a hurry to go nowhere. You're passing that person by for your own agenda, and your own agenda sucks. You know, your ways are not God's ways. I will never, my wife's like, she loves this, I'm not in a hurry, you know. I go to Walmart, it takes 2 hours, and it's supposed to take 15 minutes, you know. She rarely lets me go in there alone. Because I'm not coming back out, you know. Lately, I've learned to get a hold of it a little bit, but it's just what happens when you give it up and you give it to him. He's like, yes, I just want to use you. I just want to work through you. And that's like up here, it's not just Jesse, you know. That's everybody. He wants to use everybody that way. And that's what he's shown me. He's like, you preach about intimacy, people are going to want it. You preach about praying for people, people are going to want it. You preach about how compassionate I am for you, and they're going to want it because I have it for them, and it's waiting. So it says the crowd was amazed. Those that happened to be able to speak were talking. Crippled were made well. The lame were walking, and the blind could see again. And they praised the God of Israel. Like, come on. They weren't praising Jesus. Who were they praising? They were praising God. God turns his heart back to them. Or God turns their heart back to them. You know, Jesus is like, it's him. You know, it's the same way we're supposed to be. I pray for somebody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No. Thank him. Him. Not me. You know, like when you guys were clapping for me, I was just like, let's clap for Jesus instead, you know? It's like, I'm not the guy. I'm not the one. And, God's calling. Who's it? God's calling you. There's a calling on your life right now. Something that I always thought was really cool that I didn't mention, but it says a vast crowd brought to him people who were lame. That's very, very important on there. And that's why I saved it for last on that part. Jesus was sitting on that hill. Bring him to me. Bring him to me. You have to come to him. You know, he's pursuing you. And he's right behind you. And I always have this, I had this vision one time of somebody, when I was a little kid, my mom would lose me in a store. She would go look at the mirrors. That's where I would be. You know, like the three mirrors or whatever. And I'd just be like making faces and making poses and everything. And God showed me that. And he said, this is the problem with people nowadays. They're looking at themselves. They're looking at what they want. And if they just do this, I'm right there. Yeah. So I said, in a hurry to go nowhere, a hurry to do your own agenda, you know, Jesus is just sitting there, and he's just waiting for you to come to him. But he's not very far. He follows you, and he waits. You go here, he follows you, and he waits, and he's sitting there. He says, I want to heal you. I want to make the wrong things right. You just need to turn around. I see him with his arms wide open. I turn around and give him a big hug. Every day I get to hug Jesus. It's the favorite part of my day. like, Jesus, you know, like, I lost a lot of friends when I became sober. Not because they didn't like me and they didn't like what I was doing or anything, and not because I didn't like them. I love my friends, but we just didn't have anything in common. Like, we just got together to get high. We just got together to get drunk. You know, we still had fun doing it, but that wasn't the right kind of fun that I'm into anymore. You know, it's just not fun. And I was thinking about how my wife's like, we ate at the hangar, and she's like, yeah, just go hang out with your friends. It was like 6 months ago. And I got in the car, and I was like, cool, man, I'll go hang out with my friends, you know, this person, that person. I'll go see what they're doing. I got in the car, and I started the car, and I realized, like, I don't have any friends. And it struck me as weird because I didn't know where to go. But don't you think for a second I was sad. I realized who my best friend was. That right there is worth everything in the world. Like, Jesus is my best friend, the man who moves with compassion and power for me. He was like, don't you dare be sad about that. He was like sitting in the passenger seat with me. He said, so where are you going to go? I sat there and I spent 30 minutes with Jesus in the crossroads, down in the parking lot, just worshiping. And then I went over to my mom and dad's house. They have food there. And they're always, I think they're always happy to see me. They don't mind the new Jesse, I think. My dad said one time, I thought, we were on the way to Sioux Falls and was with my grandma, and he said something that made me laugh. He said, yeah, you used to come over when you're drunk, and he's like, man, Jesse really talks a lot. That must have been, he must have been, like, drunk or whatever. And he was like, now I see you, and you just still talk a lot. It's a good talk a lot, though, so. Me and my dad have an awesome relationship. All right. Hope you guys got something out of that. I'm going to move on now to write down, if you'd like to read in your Bible, it's the next part, Matthew 15:32-37. And I'm just going to kind of paraphrase this because it's kind of long. And I just really encourage you to go home and read this. Read what I'm talking about and pull the solid meat out of there, because the way I read it isn't the same way you read it, okay? So basically, Jesus was, I just imagine everybody was praising God, and they were there for 3 days, and, you know, everything Autumn just said right here, it was Matthew 14, but it's pretty much the same situation in Matthew 15. And I just imagine Jesus sitting there, and he's with his disciples, and he's you know, I just imagine everybody out here a little bit of ways, and he's right here, and this the visual description of it. I like the NIV version, but I have the NLT, but Jesus said, I feel sorry for these people. And then and in the NIV, he said, I have compassion for these people. And if I would be one of the 12 disciples, I'd be like, yeah, we just saw you heal everybody, like, I don't know, like, kind of like bragging a little bit. Jesus doesn't do that. But I just, like, in my head, I laughed when I read that part, because he's like, I feel sorry for these people. It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, we just watched you heal hundreds of thousands of people in my mind. And Jesus still had compassion for them. It didn't leave, you know? Like, when you pray for somebody and they're healed and my heart's not a burden for them anymore, I'm going to pour into their life. You know, God moved in power on their life for a reason. And I'm not going to miss out on helping him. It's the most beautiful thing when you get to meet one-on-one with somebody. And their marriage is restored. Their addictions are broken. And I just think about when I met with Jeff. Like, we're talking about November will be like 2 years or something like that. And he didn't tell me what to do and what not to do. He just loved me, and that was it. Is such a good role model of what it looks like to be compassionate and powerful. You know, what I am right now is replication of what he pours into me. You know, and I meet up with people, and I remember I was telling Stan on the way home last night, I met up with Jeff, and it was, I just laugh about it right now because I met up with him, and I said, I smoke weed, I drink alcohol, and I ain't never going to quit. But I do love Jesus, so that's cool. And Jeff was just like... So here's the deal, Jesse. I want to disciple you, you know, and I think you guys heard the story a little bit, but not that part of it. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, you know, is that still small voice? And I didn't know what it was at all. I said, don't you dare waste this man's time. And over time, I always thought he meant don't waste Jeff's time, you know, which is true. Jeff is, he's like, I've called Jeff to meet with a bunch of people. Don't be one of those people that backslide. He tells you to do this, you run after it. Or you turn around, you get up, and you go home. Because you can do everything by yourself and stay where you're at. You want to be a man of God, you go after it. And yeah, and he's just like, and he, oh man, he had so much compassion on me. He had so much grace on me, you know. I think for a year we met up, and I was still smoking weed. Remember, I called him on his anniversary and said, I'm done drinking. Just out of nowhere, you know, it just hit me. I'm done. God took it from me. He said, that's not yours. He was just like, take it, and I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to take it from you. If you want to live that way, do it, you know. And he said, tell somebody. Accountability. Tell somebody. Have them ask you how it's going. I don't have one craving to ever drink again in my life. It's not for me. I don't like who I am. I used to like who I was when I did that stuff, but I didn't. And, you know, I just saw Jesus, like, weeping over me. Don't do it. That's not who I made you to be. You're wasting your time. So much compassion in my life, you know. And I just really challenge you guys to focus on your life. Where has Jesus shown you compassion, you know? Where have you said, I want to live this way, and you walk it, and you turn around, and you, no, maybe not, you know? Or there's times when he powerfully took that addiction away from you. Just like that. You don't need that anymore. And I used to worship, and like it's just, I just laugh about this right now, but it's so wrong. I used to buy a six-pack of beer and worship Jesus. And I would only reach a certain level, you know? I was like, oh, why can't I feel your presence more? And he's like, because you want to feel that more. You know, he's like, you want my power? Quit it. And I just get wrecked daily, you know. As soon as I don't feel God's presence, I take myself aside and I say, I worship you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lamb of God. You are a healer. I've seen you move in people's life. And he just goes over the testimonies in my head. I wish I could tell you guys, like, tons of testimonies because I have them for days. And that just didn't happen overnight. It took obedience. You know how many people I prayed for and nobody got healed? You know how many people I still pray for and they don't get healed? But when they do get healed, it's not me. God has compassion. And he says, I love them this much. Be healed in Jesus' name. All right, so Jesus called the disciples. He said, I have compassion for these people. They've been here for days, and they haven't had anything to eat. And the disciples are like, where are we going to get food? You know, you think they would have learned from Matthew 14 that Jesus can just be like, it's so. I have faith for this. Boom. Food. He does that in your life, too. You know, I don't have money for food. God, you're going to have to provide. He's done that in my life tons. We've had some times where chickens, we had more eggs than we had chickens, you know. That doesn't happen. I get tired of eggs. So many eggs. We give them to the man clan. Yeah. I don't like eggs anymore. There's just too many. But the thing I thought was really cool is they're like, where would, like, these people walk with Jesus, you know? How many of us have, like, walked and seen miracles in our life but still question if Jesus can do it? You know, where are we going to get food, you know? And he says, just give it to me. That's what he wants to do with your heart, you know? I can't pray for that person. He's like, yeah, you can. Just give it to me. I will move you in power. I will move you with compassion. Because guess what, Jesse? It's not you, you know? It's not you. He's just like, I just imagine him, you know, that like a picture of that, you know, what is your fish? You know, what is your loaves of bread? You know, God's just saying, just give it to me. I will multiply it and you will go out. You will pray for people and they will be healed. You will raise the dead. You know, how many of you guys know I see somebody with a limb missing? I run after them. Jesus, grow this leg out. And they look at me like I am crazy, rightfully so sometimes, because they don't know the Jesus that I know. Jesus sees this person with that fake leg or that fake arm, and he's like, oh, I want to give this to you. That's not my plan for you to have that missing. How freaked out would you be if you prayed for somebody with and saw this hand grow out? How freaked out would they be, you know? How freaked out would their family be? And Jesus can do it. And I like how Jesus asked, how much bread do we have? They replied, 7 loaves and a few small fish. Jesus told the people, okay, guys, sit down. He took the 7 loaves and fish and thanked God for it, broke it into pieces, gave them to the disciples who distributed it to the crowd, and they all ate as much as they wanted. He didn't care about how much was there, you know. He said, give it to me. I'll work with it. God, I've never done this before. I don't care. Give it to me. I'll work with it. You know, I was operating on half of my heart to God for a long time, and he still did great things. But once I surrendered my will and gave it to him, and I stepped out of the way, I said, it's you, Jesus. It's you. You do it, because I can't. And he's like, okay. When I came to the end of myself, that's when I made room for Jesus to move. He's looking for people to die, you know. He's looking for them to die so he can raise them back up again and say, look at my new creation. Yeah. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. You know, when I get to heaven at the judgment seat, I want him to be like, you spent 45 days in prayer with me, you know. It's going to be more than that. But, you know, I was telling my youth group kids yesterday, we spend 15 minutes in worship after our Bible study. And over a month, that was an hour. And it blew their mind like none other. Do you realize that you spent an hour with Jesus just worshiping him? It's like, what? Yeah. Weeks ago was 15 minutes. This week it was 15 minutes. The other time we went for 20 minutes. You guys didn't even notice. You spent an hour with Jesus. Do you know how he looks at you right now? That was powerful, you know? And I was just like, how much can I give to you, you know? I want to give it all. I never want to miss a step because I know that you have so much in store for me. Like, look at me. I'm sitting up here giving a sermon at James River Church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know? He's just so good. And how many of you guys know this is not just a Bible story, you know? This stuff didn't just happen back then. He wants to do it today. He wants to heal today. Do you have faith for that? He doesn't just want to heal the physical ailments. When I was praying about this, like, I couldn't sleep, you know, because I was just so excited for God to move. I wasn't so excited to come up here and talk to you guys. I talk to you guys anyways. I go to small groups and I talk and I talk. I stand up here and I talk. But what I'm excited about is for Jesus to move. I couldn't sleep last night because Jesus is going to move. Jesus told me there's hidden sin in your church right now. Just like there was hidden sin in you, Jesse. Father, I just break the strongholds right now. I say, bring them to you. Bring them to you, Father. Jesus, we worship you. He said, I just heard it over and over again in my head, and I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. He said, there's people that are worried about their bills. He's like, I got them. There's people that are addicted to something and nobody knows, but there's people that look at pornography and he's like, tell them to stop. I've told them, but they won't listen. I'm going to use you, Jesse, and you're going to speak. and they will listen. They will listen to me through you. You know, there's people that are slandering about people, and they just want to stop, but they don't know how to have a regular conversation with somebody. So God is just like, there's many others in your church. There's the blind, you know. There's the people with pain in their body. And he's like, I want to heal them all. Like I was telling people, fire's going to fall today at James River Church. Strongholds are going to be broken. Pride is going to be ripped down. That wall that you have built is so huge, but my God is bigger than that. He doesn't want to take it apart brick by brick. He wants to smash it. He doesn't want you to walk with pain in your body. He doesn't want to have you to worry about what you eat and strategically plan your meals. He wants you to eat whatever you want. Look like Jesse. Father, I just thank you. I hope I got my point across today. I only had 30 minutes to pour into this message. But I hope you view Jesus the way I view him. Nothing is impossible for him. If you have a headache or a hangnail or cancer, I don't care what it is, you think it's harder for Jesus to heal cancer than it is for him to take that headache away? It's not. It's not at all. I've seen some crazy things. I never would have seen that if I wasn't obedient to the Lord. So today what I'm going to ask you guys is to be obedient today. Can you guys just close your eyes for me? I want you to picture Jesus on that hill. And can I have Autumn come up? And Stanley, is he back here somewhere? It's about the time he goes to the bathroom. No. All right. You can come up if you want to, Stanley. People are going to get healed today. In Jesus' name, it's going to happen. Strongholds are going to be broken in Jesus' name. If you haven't felt the Holy Spirit before, you will feel him today. We've done this in our church before, and I'm looking for an outpouring of the Spirit. Don't be satisfied with the way you came today. Jesus wants to move in your life. He doesn't want you to live this way anymore. So just close your eyes and picture Jesus on that hilltop, and he's saying, come to me. All you who are sick, and the many others. So right now, I'm just asking you to take a step of faith and to come up here and get healed in Jesus' name. If you have anything wrong with your body, I'm going to ask you to come up here and get healed and get prayed over in Jesus' name. If you have any anxiety in your life, come up here now in Jesus' name, because he didn't give you guilt, shame, or condemnation. That is not the way he wants you to live. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just say, pray for me, and Jesus will take it away. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. We just ask you to move with power, wonder-working power. Miracles will happen today. There is no cancer in heaven, so I declare there is no cancer here and here on South Dakota. Everybody will leave here changed that is hungry for you, Father. Come up here for Jesus. If not, you're missing out. So Holy Spirit, we just welcome you here today. We just ask you to touch these lives and change these people. These are your children, Father. I just declare diabetes gone in the name of Jesus. I just declare eyes open in the name of Jesus. Nerve damage gone in the name of Jesus. Addictions broken in the name of Jesus. Brand new brains, Father. Brand new eyes, brand new legs, brand new hearts, brand new pancreases in the name of Jesus. Change their heart, Father. Change their heart, because their heart's not good enough for you, Father. Stir the fire, Jesus. Come up here and receive the Holy Spirit if you never have before, because you're missing out on this intimacy with the Lord. Jesus is King.
for freshness. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, for fresh on us, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, for fresh on us, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Spirit of God, for fresh on us, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of God, for fresh on us, we need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Miracle can happen now.